Mass metallicity and star formation rate in galaxies, a complex relation tuned to stellar age, by S. Duarte Puertas et al. In this work we study the stellar mass-metallicity relation MZR of an extended sample of star-forming galaxies in the local universe and its possible dependence with the star formation rate SFR. A sample of approximately 195,000 Sloan Digital Sky Survey SDSS star-forming galaxies has been selected up to Z equals 0.22 with the aim of analyzing the behavior of the relation of MZR with respect to SFR and taking into account the age of their stellar populations. For this sample we have obtained, for the first time, aperture-corrected oxygen and nitrogen to oxygen abundances O, H and N, O, respectively, and SFR using the empirical prescriptions from the Kala Alto Legacy Integral Field Area CALIFA survey. To perform this study we make use also of the stellar mass of the galaxies and the parameter DN 4000 as a proxy of the age of the stellar population. We derive a robust MZR locus, which is found to be fully consistent with the anchoring points of a selected set of well-studied nearby galaxies with a direct derivation of the chemical abundance. A complex relation between MZR and SFR across the whole range of galaxy mass and metallicity has been observed, where the slope changes seen in the OH-SFR plane present a pattern which seems to be tuned to the galaxy's stellar age, and therefore, stellar age has to be taken into account in the stellar mass-metallicity-SFR relation. In order to provide an answer to the question of whether or not the MZR depends on the SFR, it is essential to take into account the age of the stellar populations of galaxies. A strong dependence between the MZR and SFR is observed mainly for star-forming galaxies with strong SFR values and low DN 4000. The youngest galaxies of our SDSS sample show the highest SFR measured for their stellar mass. This was Mass Metallicity and Star Formation Rate in Galaxies, a Complex Relation Tuned to Stellar Age, by S. Duarte Puertas et al.